All right, let's take a look here. We have wine. Wine that's been above the stove for several weeks. Oh, I hate wine. Barely a glass, though. I can do that. Here we've got a little mini margarita that I probably should have shook. Always a good sign when you didn't shake it. That's not a good either. Thank God I got my red-eye beer here. That'll do. Of course, this being summer, isn't that a nice sound? Whiskey and ginger. Ginger whale, as we know it in the tough crowds. And, of course, our good friend water. All these beverage options. You'd think we'd have a fucking guest host once in a while, huh?
Buddies, 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 buddies. Keep doing that thing you do. Ben Nichols singing about pain. Tim Berry singing about trains. Chug Reagan smiling in your face. Yeah, and everything's in its place.
Todd Bean loves Alabama. But he moved to Tennessee. Big Barnes has a German mustache. John Galt is a fiddle playing Swamp Banshee.
Buddy, buddy, buddies. Hey.
Yeah, buddies. Got my buddies here, all my drinks. It's working. I'll tell you what, here's the thing. Today, we have a very special episode. For those of you who haven't heard this yet, we're going to do what we like to call a power hour. Here's what a power hour is. I find 50 questions because I can't get it through my dumb fucking head that there are 60 minutes in an hour. And I go through these questions and I have a minute to answer each one, a minute to read and answer each one. As you may or may not have noticed by now, I also get a little waste face. So I hope you enjoy that. We got a lot of good drinking options here. If you've got a drink at home, I suggest you crack it open. I mean, I always suggest that, so that's not a big change. But, hey, fuck it. Let's all have a drink together. I'm going to try and just finish this wine off first things first. Because I'm not good at wine. I keep thinking, you know, maybe this time, this will be my time. My wine times. But they never are. My wine time is still somewhere in the future. Somewhere far out of Pete's grasp. That's where the wine times are going to live. That's where they'll remain. Oh, it makes me... You'll have to excuse any noises. It makes me very full of saliva. More full of saliva than the water balloons that my mom used to throw at me that she filled with her own spit.
Oh.
All right. We're good. I just spilled beer all over myself. I was in a wine stupor, which I mean, making a face. You know that face people make? When I drink wine, it looks like when a baby, you know, if you fed a baby Sour Patch Kids. That's what my face looks like when I drink wine. But now I can have what we like to call a Peter beer, which is a shitty beer poured into a wine glass. It's got a nice ridge of foam on the top. So it looks like someone just dropped a little bit of blood in there. It's perfect. Beer actually looks real nice in a wine glass. But that could just be the sense of relief I get upon finding that, oh, thank God this glass has beer in it and not wine. Anything would look beautiful. You know, it's like finding water in the desert. You're just relieved to not find more desert. You're not going to be like, oh, it's Aquafina. Prefer smart water, but fine. Oh, God. Okay, let's get that taste out of my mouth. The question for the ladies before we get started. What am I supposed to call you? Here's what I'm asking. Everyone gets mad when you call them ma'am. I cannot call a woman ma'am. It does not matter if I know her or do not know her. If it's a stranger, you know, that's terrible. If it's someone I know, I mean, I guess I could just call them what I know. That's a stupid example. But a strange woman, you know, I'm trying to get the attention of a strange woman for some reason. You know, like you dropped your wallet. What would you like me to say? You know, if not ma'am, where would you like me to go? Because everyone I hear says, oh, someone called me ma'am today. That motherfucker. You know, and I can't help but feel like, yeah, what an asshole, you know, calling you ma'am. Can't even hardly believe it myself. You know, what a world we live in. What a wild, wacky world. But, I don't know, just give me an option. That's all I ask for. This is like the same... here we go. This is like the same thing that I get into with other races. You know, what do you call... I don't care what you want to be called. Just pick one. Let's just all pick one and stay forever. So, ladies, I'm asking you what your equivalent of sir is. Because when someone calls me sir, you know, say, sir, you dropped your wallet in the bathroom while you were taking a dump. That happened to me once at a Borders bookstore. It was terrible. I try to not take my worst bathroom experiences on the road. Prefer to have those at home. But, you know, once in a while, I was thinking the other day at the airport, because every time I go to the airport, there's a stall that's completely destroyed. And I think, why aren't these motherfuckers doing this at home? But then I think, well, maybe you see a lot of those disasters because, you know, people wouldn't normally shit out of their home unless it's an emergency. So 90% of shits taken outside of the home are ones that cannot be held, hence the emergency. Now, I had to do one of these at a Borders bookstore that's probably 3 blocks from my house. I had to. So I did it, destroyed the bathroom. It was one of those ones where you can feel the temperature rise in the room. You can feel a change in the room. And it was hot. It burned. It almost burned like there was an acid in the diarrhea, you know? And this bathroom was done for, you know? It was maybe 6 p.m. They closed at 10. They just needed that to... They needed to knock out a wall and let it air out for the night. Just have that plastic wall flapping in the breeze. That would be the only way to bring it back. But I did this as we do, and then walked around the store. Must have gone to purchase something and realized I did not have my wallet in my back pocket. Quickly surmised that it must have come out of my pocket as I pulled my pants down to take that terrible shit, and had to sheepishly ask at the desk, and the guy gave me my wallet back and said he found it in the stall in the bathroom. And the way he said it, combined with my already existing fears, made me certain that he knew that it was me who took that shit. Which is pretty easy to surmise. I mean, when a bowl is streaked with shit and there's a wallet in there, you gotta assume that the guy who went in there didn't just say, well, I'll take the one streaked in shit. It was probably that guy. Busted. I had another shit story that I'd shared a while ago but haven't shared for a while. So anyone new, drink up. This all started with some sausage. This was one of the times I went to Chicago. And we spent probably half a day, my Uncle Jan, trying to figure out how we can fly home with, a not kidding, 10 pounds of hot dogs, Italian beefs, and sausage. We got to, figure out all the rules about packing a cooler and dry ice and all this shit. So we do it. You got to take the sausage, the hot dogs. Those are being a beef. And Italian beefs. And I'll pack the juice in there, too. You got to eat it with the juice. It's no good without the juice. So we did it. We ate it. It's great. I took the sausage. My brother took the hot dogs. We became concerned that the sausage was going to spoil because one man is not meant to eat through, 4 pounds of sausage in whatever time sausage exists. That is not meant to happen. And I don't trust people doing baggage with a fucking, just a hard rock. I feel like if you had a rock, just a solid river stone, and you put it in your bag, it would somehow be damaged when it came back. Let alone food. So, suffice to say, the sausage cooked it all up at the last minute and became extremely ill. I've never been food poisoned before this, because nothing had ever been like this. It started with vomiting. I had the worst stomach pain in my life. And vomited what felt like entire pieces of sausage and spaghetti. My roommate also, he had diarrhea. He skipped the vomiting. I don't know. I guess he didn't eat enough. Just didn't eat enough. Sausage was damn good. I'll give him that. But, so this turned into 3 or 4 days of vomiting and then, turned to shitting. I guess the sausages split somewhere in the middle. Half of them came out as vomit. The other half continued their wild adventure journey to the center of Pete and came out as liquid shit. One of the hard things about having several days of diarrhea is that, you just feel so sick. And you can't get up to the toilet every time that you should. You feel a little rumbling. You think maybe it's just gas. And it becomes more and more wishful thinking at some point. Because you think, surely that's all the diarrhea I could have had. I don't know how when you vomit and diarrhea, the mass you ate becomes twice as much mass of diarrhea and vomit. Surely at some point your body's just in overdrive. I think your body just enjoys vomiting and diarrheaing. It's like, yeah, let's keep this train rolling. This is a party for me, your body. So I thought, surely that's the end of the diarrhea. This is an innocent fart. Let it fly. This was days, not weeks, not months, days after purchasing all new, all white sheets. Naturally, this was not an innocent fart. This was a shit fart, known as a shart, which blasted through the pajama pants that I was wearing because I was sick, and threw the pants onto the bed. Huge brown stain on the bed. It made these nice white sheets look extra good to have a huge brown stain right about where your ass goes. That's my advice. If you're ever eating like beef stew in bed, make sure you don't put it about where your ass would be. Because a huge brown stain, but if it's not in a shit region, you can make an excuse. But when it's in the shit region, the dream is dead. The dream was about as dead as my butthole, which was dying, believe me. I don't know how many wipes a butthole is designed to endure in a day, but I had exceeded that limit. That was the time I sharted in the bed. I did have one person send me a shit story that I wanted to read, but I'm not sure if it was intended to be read or not. So I'll let that person let me know, and if it's cool, we'll do it. Well, hey, it looks like we killed enough time that we could start the power hour here, huh? So just to recap, I'm going to be getting drunk. We'll have some background music just to keep the excitement going. Every minute you will hear a chime that sounds a little something like this. That means it's time for me to start the new question. Read it. Answer it to the best of my ability. Which becomes extremely impaired as we move on. And then you'll hear it again and I move on to the next question. I think that's really all there is to know. Have I mentioned 10 times that I'll be getting real waste? I'm sure that I have. So let me kick up some jams here for the background because, you know, why does every thing give you an option to play a song over and over one time? I mean, who's using that? I used that when I was 10, you know? Whoa. How does that sound? Exciting? Slightly too loud, probably. It's tough to adjust these things, you know? So that they're just loud enough, but not too loud. Let me get my chime ready here. And let me pull up my great and beautiful questions. A lot of people ask me where I get these questions. They have their suspicions. To them I say, go fuck yourself, okay? Get your own show, you stupid motherfucker. It's difficult. Okay, without further ado, here we go. Dear Snowman, is living together before marriage a good idea? Why or why not? Instead of going shopping for rings, couples are often depicted exchanging key rings as a sign of taking the next step in their relationship together. So what do you think about this? Good idea or bad idea? Share with us your thoughts or experiences. From Yokel. Well, Yokel, I don't know where you're seeing this. Are you watching like a lot of Lifetime original movies and shit like that? Because this is the first I've heard of this sort of thing. I've never actually heard of somebody, you know, let's do the traditional exchanging of the key rings, you know. I kind of think you might have made that up. I think that might be a bunch of bullshit. So, I don't know. Yeah, go for it. Do it. I don't really have strong moral values, which is to say, any moral values. And besides, what are you going to do? Not fuck or live with someone before you fucking live with them all the time? That doesn't seem like a good idea. Dear Snowman, how can I tell my girlfriend that I love her? In the past, boys have treated her like trash. They were all dumb and did not know how to treat a girl. Before we started going out, she was telling me how the word love is stupid because whenever a guy says it, they never mean it. Yesterday was our first date. I took her to the movies. She hugged and touched me the entire movie. Then we went to eat ice cream. Then we just hung out outside and... Okay, Jesus Christ. Oh, it's his first kiss. She already told me I'm different than all the other guys. I treat and respect her extremely well, as I always will. I'm 17, she is 16. How do I tell her that I love her when she hates that word? Or would she hate the word if I say it? Yeah. All right. That's from Brandon. Listen, Brandon. Brendo, let me give you some advice. I know you love her, but she's sleeping with another guy. Probably. Besides, you went to the movies and had ice cream. Anyone would enjoy that, okay? I would enjoy that. Do you love me? No. You know, it's when you have a shitty day and you fight. That's when you know. Dear Snowman, can you get high off of cough syrup? I'm really friggin' depressed right now, and I'm done with everything, so I don't even care how... From Sosa. Yeah. There's a little activity that we like to call robo-tripping. This is where you buy Robitussin, you drink the Robitussin, and then you become my perfect wife. You know, and you go on a date with Brandon to the movies and ice cream, and it's very tolerable because you are not even on this fucking planet. I've never done this myself, but I have to say it's appealing because, you know, one NyQuil, I feel great. I really enjoy that. Cough medicine is the perfect thing for me. Actually, I think that may be my drug of choice. And I hate to call it a drug, but there it is, you know. I took the painkillers, I didn't like them, but cough syrup does the job. Dear Snowman, I'm worried about my guy going soft during sex. We haven't done it yet, but I'm worried that when and if we do, he will go soft. From Bay. Well, let me tell you what will make him go soft. You worrying about it a lot and him worrying about it a lot. It's almost like a curse. If you think about your penis going soft, it may go soft. Now, this only works when you don't want it to go soft. You know, when I want it to go, we have no control is what I'm saying. So I would advise you that you stop getting your personal value out of whether or not you can make a man's penis hard. Because depending on the man, their penis may get hard from looking at spiral-bound notebooks. There's no fucking way to know. You know, oh my god, that canyon with those mountains looks like boobs and a vagina. I'm rock hard. Who knows? Dear Snowman, can a 14-year-old own a tomahawk? I know I can't buy one, but what if my parents bought me one? From Aaron. Well, first of all, I would want to kill your parents. Immediately. This is a lot like when I was a kid and I kept asking my mom to buy me a chainsaw for holidays. And it was the only thing I put on my Christmas list. You know, this was in a time when we still made Christmas lists, yet Pete thought, a chainsaw. She would, of course, say, what are you going to do with a chainsaw? And I'd say, cut things. What do you think I'm going to do? You know, you just think your mom's like a complete idiot because she's asking what a 9-year-old would do with a chainsaw. But I was 9 and asking for a chainsaw. You're 14 and asking for a tomahawk. Think big. And also, just go buy one. No one's going to stop. Go buy an axe. They sell this stuff at the hardware store. Crowbar, axe, huge wrench. Just say your dad's waiting out in the truck and he's disabled because he was in the war. No one's going to know. Dear Snowman, this is a little awkward, but I need help. I'm going to a pool party tomorrow, and I'm on my period. So I've worn them before, but I can only wear them for an hour or so before it's just too uncomfortable to bear, and it's really difficult to remove because it isn't very bloody. What are tips for getting the tampon in and keeping it in? Also, where does the string go? Do you, like, just let it hang? I am a noob at this. LOL, thanks. From Jessica. All right. LOL. Very good. Well, I mean, the string has two places to go, my friend. Let's just use some logic. In or out? Which one do you think would be the most useful? And maybe not having the string out is why you're having so difficult to remove, huh? And because it's not very bloody. Well, you need to have more bloody periods, I guess. That's an answer I've given to a lot of people, you know. Dear Snowman, why should women have to go through a painful process to bring life into this world? Simple question. Why should we go through a painful process? Why can't it be pleasurable so we'll be more inclined to do it more often? Why must we be punished for it? From Kelly. Why, how much more often do you need to have babies? There are a lot of fucking babies. When's the last time you went to one of these fucking places where they watch babies all day? They're all packed with the dumbest looking babies I've ever seen. You know, each baby dumber looking than the last. You ever tried to talk to a baby, have a conversation with a baby? It's ridiculous. Make a fucking friend. All right, quit having 10 babies and just building your own friendship circle. Make a friend, if that's what you want to do so bad. Yeah, that's painful, emotionally painful, because it never works out. But you know what? You gotta fucking try. You can't just say, all right, fuck it, I'm not gonna have friends. I'll just create them in a lab that's in my stomach. Dear Snowman, hey guys, I'm 16 years old, male, and almost masturbate daily. Will it cause the chances of making my wife pregnant in future? What? Will it cause... Okay. So you're 16-year-old, you masturbate daily. Will it cause the chances of making my wife pregnant? Will it change the chances? I mean, if you're beating off once a day, almost, and you're 16... If that could keep your wife from getting pregnant, there would be no such thing as babies. You know what I mean? If there's any amount of beating off that would stop a baby from happening, believe me, I never would have been born. My dad was jacking off like you wouldn't believe. He's just filling envelopes, day in and day out. You know why they make those envelopes with the little plastic bubble wrap? It's not to protect your fucking stupid CDs. So someone can fill it with cum and file it away in a filing cabinet. Doi. Dear Snowman, I'm going to a concert with my dad and sister. I'm 12 years old and my sister is 8 years old. The thing is, this band is my favorite band, and in some of their songs there is swearing. My dad doesn't know this yet. He'll be surprised when he hears swear words in some of their songs. He'll be okay with me hearing them because I'm really mature, but it's my sister that I'm worried about. He might be mad. My sister knows the songs. When I listen to them with her at home, I usually turn the volume down, but I can't do that at a concert. What should I do from person? He's not gonna fucking know. Believe me, if I was a dad, and what concert are you going to? I mean, it's gonna be something terrible. Black Eyed Peas? Fuck you. You know what? If I was the dad and I was there, all I'd be thinking about was like, I cannot wait for this to be over. Man, I cannot wait for this to be over. Jesus, when is this over? What's the average time? These bands, I hope this band only plays for like 20 minutes because they're pieces of shit. Because I just can't take much more. I might pass away. Dear Snowman, my penis is so large it rubs against the crotch area of my pants, causing a lot of discomfort. Does anyone have any idea what I can do? From Rick. Wow. I love these kind of questions. My biggest problem in life is that my penis is so big that it rubs the crotch of my pants. I mean, you may have to wear like a zoot suit or something, you know, with that low crotch. Or, I don't know, wear fucking underpants. Wear boxer briefs. By the way, boxer shorts, guys? Mm-mm. Boxer briefs. Okay? Get them out of the package, you look great. Then they get kind of blown out in the elastic and they look like complete shit. And the circle of life continues, you know. But yeah, your penis rubbing. Oh, my. Well, you know what? What a huge problem. I'm going to just finish my beer and really think about how I can help you with your huge penis problem. Dear Snowman, what do you think children want to be the most? Like a cliche childhood dream? Doctor? Ballerina? What do you think? From Opal. That's a tough one. It's not librarian, I'll tell you that right now. Astronaut? Maybe? I think kids just want to be rich. That's what I wanted to be when I was... I didn't really care what my job was, you know? Because when you're a kid, you're fucking dumb. You think that working at the arcade would be the best because you're like, I work at the arcade. I could be at the arcade. This is where I come anyway. I ride the stupid fucking public bus when I'm 12. You know? Getting 50 cents. I don't even have 50 cents and I'm thinking how that's one less time I can play Carnival. But I do it. So if I could just work here, that would be the perfect trade-off. You could probably play the games whenever you want. So, I mean, it's probably something real stupid. I can't imagine. You know, it's kids. What do they know? They don't know shit. Dear Snowman, is it okay for 8th graders to grind at a school dance? Well, my friend will be taking me to her high school's dance in October, and she wants me to know how to grind and other things too. Similar to grinding and forward grinding. Is this okay? I'm 14, by the way, from Danny. I don't know what forward grinding is, where you grind crotches instead of her grinding her ass into your crotch. Listen, grinding is the one kind of dancing that an 8th grade boy or any male can do. There is not a male alive who doesn't know how to grind. Because here's what you do. Stand there, look at this girl's butt, maybe occasionally look up at the people around you like, can you believe this is happening right now? You know, and you can work on those faces from, can you believe this is happening? Can you believe this is happening to me? I don't even really remember what this girl looks like in the front, but, you know, there's also the, this is causing me a little pain. Dear Snowman, this is the second day in a row that I caught my 9-year-old daughter, Layla, playing on her dad's exercise equipment. She knows she's not supposed to even go in that room, and she knows that she's not supposed to touch it. Yesterday I gave her a warning, and today I made her sit in timeout for 15 minutes. She seems upset about it, and I told her if I catch her again, she's grounded for a week. Do you think what I did was good? She's usually a good child. From Kylie. This seems like a real parenty type of question. You remember sitting in timeout, though? What a fucking dumb idea. Oh, how do I punish you for... I mean, maybe this is because I was a... Even as a child, I didn't want to be around anybody, but a timeout was not much of a punishment. Go be away from other people for a while. Oh, God. I keep fighting with my brother. Well, now you're not allowed to be near your brother. Okay, that's fine. I guess I'll just go away. Dear Snowman, can straight guys act like gay guys? I'm so confused. Today, a cute guy came up to us and started talking to us, and he got me and my... Jesus. Facebook, something. talks and hand gestures made me and my friend think he is gay, and even the way he talks, way is funny. BT, he likes girls. IDK, can straight guys naturally act like gay guys or what? From Desiree. Wow, Desiree. I mean, you're real stupid. You can't use the word N for and. It just doesn't work. How am I supposed to read your stupid question on the radio if you do that? Funny, BT, he likes girls. Does that mean but? The way he walks is funny, BT, he likes girls. But he likes girls. I mean, okay, he walks funny and he likes girls. What do you want me to say? Dear Snowman, why do I feel like black girls don't like me? Ever since I moved to Compton, I feel like they always hate on me at first. I thought they were jealous or just ignorant. One day a black girl named Sonya, weird, wanted to challenge me to a rap battle because she thought she had an easy match and I didn't have what it takes to street rap. But when I started rapping, I've been bombing her sorry ass. When she lost, she felt embarrassed and piss off that Scottish girl like myself out rap her. Then Sonya runs towards me and tries to hit me, but she missed. Then I just give her a big bitch slap and she fell. Now she got all of her friends to hate on me and they've been bothering me ever since. How do I make this all right or get them to stop hating on me? From Leela. I don't think you should. You seen 8 Mile? You're living 8 Mile. And that was that turned out great for him. He's famous. He's rich. He's got an extremely unhappy love life. Everything's working out perfectly for Eminem. Eminem basically has my life, but worse mom, way more money. Dear Snowman, my egg in my ball hurts. My right ball below my dick hurts. Yeah, no fucking shit, it's below your dick. I don't know what it's called. Testicles? When it started hurting, your egg and your ball, it started hurting. I started peeing a lot. I'm scared. It's hard to sleep. I had to sleep in certain ways. I walk like some retarded person, and my older sister said, "What the fuck are you doing?" Well, I told my dad about my balls, B-A-W-L-S, and he said that I probably don't drink enough water. I don't know if that's true. I actually don't drink too much water. Please tell me what's happening. I hate the pain. I'm too scared to go to the doctor. I don't want to get a needle or a surgery. Please help. Go to the doctor, dum-dum. You call it an egg. Your dad says drink water. Your sister says you're walking fucked up. Just go. Dear Snowman, why do girls like to be held? My girlfriend loves it when we lay in bed and I hold her and rock her to sleep. Why does she like to be held? From John. Because women are emotionally weak, John. Is that what you wanted me to say? I have no idea. I don't know. I like spooning, but then I get too warm is the problem. I need a female companion who's made out of blanket. Or you know what else I found to be successful? Spooning dogs seems to work fine, because I think they get warm first. Because they're wearing a fur coat. But dogs seem to know how to spoon pretty well. With my same standard. They're good at it. I don't know, man. They just like it. Just let it go. What do you think it is? Because they're babies? I don't know. Dear Snowman, need a little help with the face. I have just one brow, and I'm plunking the hair so that I can have separated eyebrows. Good move, but it hurts a lot. Anyone know a less painful way? From Vlad. Vlad, I'm glad you asked. This is where Pete's patented shaver comes in. Here's what this is. It's a razor with an adjustable width, and the ends are at about a 45-degree angle. So what happens is, when you swipe this right down the center of your eyebrows, it's a perfect, clean shave between both eyebrows, and it incorporates the right angle. There you go. So you just need to invent that. But other than that, I don't know, man. Just keep going. You can't stop. You cannot let it grow together. I know it's tempting. I know it hurts. Makes your eyes water. Just get drunk first. And don't get drunk first. Dear Snowman, why does gay guys love guys? Why does gay guys love guys? one of you guys tries to be a girl, then why the other one is gay if he wants his boyfriend to be a girl? I am really sorry. I don't mean to insult you guys. Have all my respect, but I just don't get it. Why? From Kyra. I do not understand this question. I don't know what this person is asking. Why do gay guys love guys? Because that's what being a gay guy is. Do you think that gay is something you are, and then it's like, well, we just also happen to love men? We talk in these voices, we have these limp-wristed gestures, and we all just happen to like men. Isn't that strange? And what a strange coincidence of events. I can't believe it. You figured out the secret code there. Dear Snowman, why does my bed shake in the middle of the night? It only started happening recently, but I will lay down and relax, then fall asleep. I wake up around 2:30, my bed feels like it's shaking. Almost like somebody is rattling it from underneath or inside. It's creepy. Then I start hearing strange things like knocks and see flashes of lights. I can't tell if it's being tired or what. But you're being tired because your bed is shaking. You know, this is what... Are you in a horror movie right now, writing this out from a horror movie? Because that's the kind of excuse people have. They'll see a door slam closed, and then a murderer comes through with an axe and disappears going down the hallway, and they'll be like, I gotta ease up on the coffee, huh? And the Doritos. Yeah, that's probably it. You're probably eating the most Doritos. That's probably in America. You're the person eating the most Doritos, and that's why you're seeing a fucking ghost. Dear Snowman, I don't even know what this question is. We make out, we have sex, we show public displays of affection, but she doesn't have a phone. Or so she claims. When I'm around her, I feel the love. We laugh together, we get along, we joke around, she tells me she has feelings for me. But lately, we only talk when we see each other in person. Last week, she would call me from other people's phones, but lately, she hasn't. What's up with her from Rasta? Nobody doesn't have a phone. Unless you're 12 or something. Maybe that's... But then you would still have access to a phone. Don't you? I mean, do people who have 12-year-olds still have a home phone for just that purpose? Because their 12-year-old occasionally has to use the phone, and it's like, I don't want you putting this iPhone up to your head. It's going to be all greased. It's going to be totally covered in grease when I get it back. Ooh, here's what I'd say. Son, I don't want you using my phone because I don't want it coming back full of grease. Thank you. Dear Snowman, my friend was faking this breast cancer, right? Two of my friends were arguing, and then one of my friends claimed to have breast cancer. And neither of us believed her, not just because she's a liar, but for the following. She said she was diagnosed Friday night, and when she came back Monday, she said that she was cancer-free. I asked her how, and she said she got chemo that Saturday, and then on Sunday night, she had surgery at like 4 a.m. One of my friends defended her. It's a lie, right? If she had breast cancer, I would guess she would have been more chemo. Plus, if she had surgery at 4 a.m. the day before, she would have still been in the hospital, right? Would you believe her? From Jeff. Jeff, you're fucking dumb. And this person is fucking crazy. I love that lie, though. Hey, let's not talk about what's wrong with me because on Friday I had breast cancer. Now, granted, I got rid of it over the weekend and now I'm fine. But it was a pretty rough weekend. I mean, maybe you should go easy on her. Sounds like she's had a rough go. Dear Snowman, I live in Norfolk, King's Lynn, and I was wondering if I needed a license to go out and play my guitar on the street to do busking. Also, what age do you have to be? Many thanks from Isabella. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, you live over there in Harry Potter land. I don't know what the rules are there. You know, they seem to have a lot of rules about things that we don't, and then no rules about things that we do. So here, I don't think you need to. Although it was in Chicago. It said you can have licenses to play the guitar in the train station, which I did not like. You know, license to annoy me? That's great, you know. Just because you're good at the guitar doesn't mean I want to hear you while I'm waiting for the fucking train. You have your open, shitty guitar case where I can put money. Can one of these guys get a credit card swiper? One bum? Get that swipe? He says, hey man, you just swipe it, it's a buck. Really, it does $2.50. You don't even know. Dear Snowman, I was just eating some cereal and I noticed something black in the cereal. So I just took the spoon and threw it out. Later on, I seen another one in the cereal, and then I paid closer attention to it, and that's when I found out it was a flea. I think it was dead, though. So I may have accidentally swallowed some fleas when I wasn't paying attention. Can I get a disease or worms from this? From Stephanie.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think worms are fleas. Yeah, that's my science opinion. Stephanie, according to my research, worms are not fleas. And fleas are also not worms. This is the equal sign with the slash through it in this situation, okay? So I think you're going to be fine. However, you may get worms from this. I don't know. But this is a good excuse if you ever come down with anything. Herpes, anything like that. You just say, well, one time I was eating this cereal and there are these fleas in it. Dear Snowman, what are some fun things to burn? What are some common things I might have around the house? For example, I burned a Cheeto in chemistry once. That was interesting. But nothing that will blow up, please. From Thomas. Oh, my God. Any bottle that's got brown liquor in it, you put a rag in there, light the rag on fire, and throw it. That's fun. That's the fun of fire, breaking glass, hand grenade, severely hurting somebody, probably. Anything in aerosolized spray as well. You know, they always say it's dangerous. The can could blow up in your hand. We must have done this 1,000 times. Banaka, is that still a thing? We lit so much banaka on fire that, you know, I don't even know. Banaka is the best, though. If you can get your hands on some banaka and a lighter, you've got an afternoon planned. Dear Snowman, if you watch stuff like Exploited College Girls, you get the impression that every college girl in the USA does porn. Is that true, or are there any college girls in the USA who do not do porn? From Bernard.
Hey.
I don't actually know. When I was in college, this wasn't like a big thing. We could download, you know, we only had what we would call professional porn at that time. So this stuff is new. But here's my thinking. If every college girl was doing porn, why would they be in college? What do you need to be in college for if you're doing porn? You make a lot more money doing porn than you do from whatever stupid job you're going to get from college, believe me. And if you have no problem doing porn, I don't know. Oh, I'll just do one porn. Okay. Dear Snowman, do we automatically have umbilical cords? Please do not answer with rude comments or smart-ass comments. From Maya. Do we automatically have umbilical cords? The way people are stupid sometimes is just such a bothersome... You're asking this question on the internet. You can't look up the fact that it's an umbilical cord. I mean, this is spelled like pelican cords. I mean, that's not even close. This person has heard this word out loud once and is asking, biologically, do we automatically have them? What does she think, that they're installed? You take your fucking baby to Meineke while you're pregnant and they jam it in there while they're changing the oil on your fucking Dodge Neon? No. They grow in there. How do you think the baby is in there? What do you think? You're right, no rude comments. Dear Snowman, when you check out a girl, what do you look at first? I'm a girl. So when you guys check out a girl, what do you look for? I have chestnut brown hair and dark brown eyes and white, pale complexion. Opinion from Melanie. Not your hair, eyes, or skin, okay? I mean, the skin wraps around the parts that we look at. I don't know. I mean, whatever your most striking feature is, or if you're unattractive... probably your worst feature. You know, there's this guy Karnak from this comic, The Inhumans, and his gift slash curse is that he can see the flaws in anything. He can look at a giant building and see a spot where if he karate chopped it, the whole thing would come tumbling down. That's how men are when they look at a woman. They see the one tiny flaw or the one huge best thing. But there's no middle ground. Dear Snowman, why wouldn't any liberal stand behind... I guarantee you that the first thing a guy says when he describes you is not, oh, she has beautiful chestnut brown hair. Let's put it that way. Why wouldn't any liberal stand behind me if I wanted to marry a cat? We changed the prerequisites of marriage once. Why not do it again and extend it to non-consenting adults? Our laws on the books for marriage are outdated and need to be changed to accommodate all marriage. Liberals have given up on love is love. If you disapprove of my choice, stop perpetuating cycles of bigotry. From Legionnaire. Because it's a cat. That's why. I mean, you're saying that marrying a man, if I married a man, that would be the same as if I married a cat. Now, granted, if I married a man, that probably means I have a very close relationship with a cat or two. But I'm not married to the cat. I'm not fucking the cat. I don't have any desire to fuck a cat. And a cat's gonna die in, what, 3 years? Dear Snowman, how safe is it to get a tattoo in Peru? Well, it rhymes. I'm going to Peru in September, and I want to get a tattoo. I'm just wondering about how safe it is. Has anyone got a tattoo in Lima, and can you recommend me any places? From Hanny. It's not safe. Here are some things that you should not do in Peru. Get a tattoo. Get on some sort of non-traditional watercraft that is very speedy. Take some kind of tour where you go on an alligator farm. Join a soccer riot. I mean, these are not things. Why do you need to get a tattoo in Peru? Buy a fucking ashtray. Take a picture. Okay, you don't need to get a tattoo in America. I was just talking to someone about tattoos. You know, they were saying like, oh, it's cool to get a tattoo. We'll have to get back to it. Dear Snowman, why do people ignore the doctors when they say no Q-tips? This makes no sense. They tell us not to use them when we have an ear infection once. The only thing that my mother mentioned, putting in too deep and using them every day, is bad. She did not mention using a tip are bad. Don't know why we are still using them. From Randy. Yeah, my doctor told me that. Here's why. Because what are you going to do? I think I'll have an easier time picking up girls with ear infection than I will with, you know, chunks of wax falling out of my ear. Or me putting my finger in my ear all goddamn day. You know. If those are the options, I'll take using a Q-tip and getting the occasional infection. Fuck it. So what? What to wait in a Walgreens pharmacy every 6 months? No big fucking deal. But that wax is disgusting. So until you come up with a better method, doctors, don't just tell me, no, you can't do that. You come up with a better tool. I seen a guy put fucking keys in his ear. Okay. Dear Snowman, which is better, brushing with baking soda or a baking soda mouthwash? I've tried putting it on toothbrush and brushing and rinsing with it. Is one method better or safer than the other or what? From Nacho. Here's the thing, Nacho. Nacho. When it comes to tooth care, here's what I've learned. There is no one thing that's better than another thing. Just do all the things. When you go to your dentist, they will say, do all the things. Don't stop. Brush the teeth. Floss the teeth. Use the pick. Listerine. Use the scope. Crest complete. Water pick. Just keep going until your face hurts like hell because the blood means you're making progress. And progress is where we're going. Dear Snowman, how about pressing charges against my daughter? Is it possibilities to sue my unemployed daughter who currently lives with me? I found her stealing from my wallet and the punishment is to be had. How would I go about it? From John. Wow. So you feel like the best plan for your own daughter stealing from your wallet is to sue her. The best plan is to go on Judge Judy, I guess.
She puts a home, he puts a roof over your head, and this is how you repay him? You steal from his wallet? Get out of my courtroom. That's ridiculous. And you, sir, wasting my time with this kind of thing. There are people dying out there in tsunamis, and you're wasting my time with a daughter stealing from a wallet. Unbelievable.
That's probably the closest you're going to get to justice. Just hit her. Just hit her. Dear Snowman, what is the mystery of the Bermuda Triangle? How do ships and airplanes go invisible? From Onash. That's a great question. I must have done 50 reports on the Bermuda Triangle as a kid in school. You know how everybody did that? You had to do reports in school, which is where you stood in front of the class and said, my report's on the Bermuda Triangle. Here's a picture of a triangle. And some shitty-looking islands. And then after me would be Ross Luft, who would do it every time. My report is on snakes, and I combed my hair straight forward and put gel in it. And I brought in a snake. That's basically the report. Here is a snake. I have the one mom of the whole class who will let me keep snakes in the home. Which is awesome when you're in grade school, and then when you grow up to be an adult, you just say, wow, this mom had bad boundaries. Doesn't even say no to harboring serpents. Dear Snowman, how do you make a fireworks show go from good to awesome? I always have a fireworks show, but this year I want to be the best. It's already pretty good. From Jesse. Here's the thing, Jesse. Fireworks show. Everyone wants to see the finale. Everyone wants the big thing where it's almost too many fireworks at once. Nobody cares for, you know, ooh, that's a nice one. That one was purple, huh? Shoot them all the fuck off. Just shoot them off, blow it up, make people think that they may not survive. I had ashes hitting me in the face at a fireworks show once. Best night of my life. Best night of my life. You hear that, mom and girlfriends? Wow, that's a strong one. I don't know. I don't have much else to say. This is tough. I'm getting loaded, guys. It's getting hard. Dear Snowman, how much is a tattoo? Oh, another tattoo question. I'm saving for a tattoo, and I want to know how much it's going to cost. The tattoo is medium-sized, very detailed, and elaborate tattoo, meant to go on the side of my rib cage. It is an owl, too, if that makes a difference. Oh, yeah, that's way more expensive. Here's the deal. Just had this argument. Someone was saying, oh, my son wants to get a tattoo, you know, and I'm cool with that because it's art. Well, your son, okay, if you want to get a tattoo and you're going to justify it by saying it's art, I want to know who your three favorite current working living artists are. Who are your favorite three artists? And if you say your three favorite artists, ooh, Van Gogh, Picasso, I'll say, okay, so you're getting a tattoo of a fucking oil painting? Or is it going to be some fucking butterfly or some shit like that? Because I don't remember them painting a lot of that kind of crap. You know, the tattoo aesthetic. And if you really are into the art, put it up on the fucking wall. Dear Snowman, I've never barbecued at a public park and I'm planning on it soon. With the public grills, how do you clean them? What if they're rusty? Do you just scrape them with a wire brush, wipe them down, and then start the fire which sterilizes them? Sorry if this is a stupid question. I just wouldn't want to get sick from not preparing the grill properly. Thanks, from Bri. I mean, yeah, that sounds like more than I would do. Here's what I would say my steps are to grilling at the public park. Step 1. Do not go to the park, stay at home and grill at home. Step 2. Don't be a piece of shit. You need to grill at the park. And if you do, you need to put your grill in the bed of a truck, take it to the park, grill, and then go home. Because I'll tell you what, I'll tell you something. You know what we used to do on those grills when I was a child? Urinate on them. Because we thought that was hilarious. And it was. Dear Snowman, would wearing a country flag to an anime convention be weird? I'm planning to wear the Norwegian flag to a comic/anime convention to symbolize Hitalia. And can I afford to buy a cosplay? What the fuck? Would wearing an MLP t-shirt be bet from Dina? I mean, I don't think anything you wear to an anime convention is going to be weird. Unless it's fully covering your body as a woman. I don't know. I don't think anyone's going to look at you and be like, oh, geez, that's a tasteless costume. I'm going to just go over here with these weird clamps over my nipples and gigantic sword. And lean on this giant sword and fondle my own breasts because they're just out and about. Hobnobbing with celebrities at this anime convention, you know? I don't think that this is going to be a problem. I think you'll be fine. I think you'll probably be good. Dear Snowman, Is America finally joining the rest of the world in the love of soccer? I would love to see America become competitive in the favorite sport in the world. From Mike. I don't know, man. I mean, me personally, no. Everyone who's allegedly like me on Twitter, yes, into soccer. I don't have anything particular against soccer, to be honest. I think it's as legit as any sport. I just don't like any sport. I mean, what sport am I going to enjoy? Football? Why do they have to hike it in football? They can't just fucking pick it up off the ground and be like, okay, one, two, three, go. They got to be like, hut, hut, hike. And the guy has to put it next to his asshole, like on his taint. And then another guy takes it from his taint like a fucking tumor. Tennis? That's obviously a garbage sport. Baseball? I've never been more bored. Never been more bored while eating two hot dogs double fisting. Dear Snowman, how come schools tend to neglect to tell the history of Irish in America? With so many people in America who have an Irish background, I'm just curious why schools tend to neglect to tell the history of the Irish in early America. From John. Well, John, let me fill you in. Oh, laddie. We came over here because, you know, there was a potato famine, which means there were not as many potatoes as we had planned on. We planned on a lot, and there were less than that. Then we came over here and worked at jobs and got drunk and hit our wives. Then we continued to be over here, and we commemorate this every year on St. Patrick's Day, wherein people who have no connection to Irish heritage the rest of the year, except perhaps a Celtic knot tattoo. Again, you don't have a picture of a Celtic knot in your house, but you have a fucking tattoo of one. It's that important to you. Dear Snowman, is it wrong for a 12-year-old boy to be in a relationship with an 18-year-old? From Tim. Wow. Let me answer it this way. It is wrong for an 18-year-old to be in a relationship with a 12-year-old boy. I'll tell you that. I can't really blame the 12-year-old. I mean, let's face it, if I was 12 and an 18-year-old, you know, my babysitter, Michelle, who just liked to sit downstairs and watch The Days of Our Lives, had come upstairs and been like, hey, you want to just let me rub your penis and balls for a while? You're 12. I'm 18. This could be great. I would have said, yes. Yeah, let's do that. And then, you know, this probably would have caused some problems later in life, right? So, it's kind of wrong. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty wrong. The 18-year-old is the one doing the crime. But it's still wrong. Man, I would have liked to bang that babysitter. I wonder where she is today. Wish I knew her last name. I'd look her up on the Facebook. Dear Snowman, I popped a pimple on my nose and it left a dark spot. I've tried everything to get rid of it, but no luck. It recently turned a kind of pinkish-reddish color, and I was wondering if there are any suggestions. Please help. School starts in less than a month. From Brittany. Let's calm down. Let's just calm down. Here's the thing. Pinkish-reddish color spot or pimple. Those were your options. You picked one. I think you made the right choice. Okay, you say, no one says, hey, look at that girl with the pink spot on her face. That's the size of a pimple, which is very small. But people will say, look at pimple lady. You know? It's going to be okay. Don't worry. School's going to start. If your pinkish spot on your face is the worst part of school, and believe me, I've loved many a woman with terrible acne. Bursting and bubbling, it's fine. Dear Snowman, if a woman isn't working, is there any reason for her not to cook for her man? Let's just say she doesn't have a job and no kids. The man is taking care of them both. Is there any reason for her to not, at the very least, cook for him? From Guy. So you're saying, I work and take care of these kids, and she does not cook. I mean, yeah, there's a reason, because if she's not doing anything, why would you think she would cook? If she's not taking care of kids, or working, or cooking, or doing any, why would you think she would be doing anything? You've clearly picked a very poor partner, Guy. So are you asking me that, or are you saying, is it okay to be pissed off that someone doesn't cook when I feel like I'm doing all the work? Because the answer to that is no. You made this bed. You lie in this bed hungry because you didn't eat dinner. Dear snowman, can I wear my bra as a bikini top? I have really small boobs, 32A, and it's embarrassing when I wear a bikini because they are so small. So I took my zebra print bra and cut the straps to make it a halter, so now it looks like a bikini. But it has a lot of padding, so when I go into the pool, what will happen? I went into the shower for a few minutes with it on, and it seemed like nothing happened because the outer layer of bra is made of spandex from Skylar. Skylar, don't do it. Do not do it. Don't get into this world where you're lying about these boobs. This is what's happening. These bras are a lie. Every bra is two lies that you strap to yourself, and then you create two lies out of your body parts. Just go with what you got, man. Whatever you got, I just want to know. You know, I'll make my decision based on the truth. Dear Snowman, do girls find skinny jeans attractive? I'm a post-hardcore kid and wear skin-tight jeans everywhere? What? I'm a post-hardcore kid and I W-H-E-R-E skin-tight jeans everywhere? ? Not that I care. Do girls find it attractive? From Brandon. Jesus, Brandon. I like that you said not that I care after calling yourself a post-hardcore kid. That doesn't even... What does that even mean? You know, and if you don't care, then don't care. But you do care. You obviously care. No one wearing skinny jeans is like, well, I don't care what people who I'm trying to attract think of me. If you didn't care about that, you'd be wearing just athletic shorts constantly. Running shorts. Those are comfortable. They have built-in underwear. Simple. They're lime green. And you wouldn't care how attractive you were. So you obviously care. Don't wear skinny jeans. If you dress the way that you think is most attractive to women, you'll feel dumb in 10 years. Dear Snowman, why do I get so wet when fingering myself? Jesus. When I'm masturbating, so much wet stuff comes out, it's hard to control, and my bed's literally soaked after. From Lauren. Fine. I don't know. Is that a big problem? So stop doing it in the bed. Do it in the bathtub. Jesus. I mean... Why is it that people cannot figure out their own masturbation? You know? You can't work this out? Oh, my bed is all soaked with juice that comes out of my vagina. Okay, do it in the bathtub or on the toilet or I don't know. Put down a fucking towel. Is it that hard to put down a towel? This is your beat-off towel. It's fine. You know, guys have stuff shooting out all over the place. We figured it out. It's possible. Believe me, it's possible to masturbate when stuff's shooting out of your holes. Dear Snowman, so my dad is coming to see me because he lives 2 hours away. He gets off work at 5:30, so it will be about 8 hours before he gets here. Do you guys know anything it'll be 8 before he gets here. Do you guys know anything I can do with him at 8 o'clock, like stores, places, etc.? In my town, it's not very big, but it's bigger than the ones around. From Cheyenne. I mean, your dad's coming to visit. You want to know what to do with him? I don't know. Take him to a fucking restaurant, a dinner. Let him buy you a dinner. Your dad doesn't want to go to stores. He's not driving to go to fucking stores. Driving, getting in at 8 p.m. Oh, hey, are there any stores open we can go to? What kind of dad is that? Hey, I'd like to take you to some stores now that I just drove here straight from work to visit you. And I named you Cheyenne. Obviously, I don't give a fuck about you, okay? Your name is Cheyenne. Give me a break. Dear Snowman, can I open my own daycare center? My dream careers are working with kids and animals. Same diff. And however, where I'm from, there isn't a college that has classes for vet assistant or vet tech. I have a 2-year-old daughter, so I can't relocate. I'd love to open my own daycare. I'm in Tennessee. Could I get an associate's degree in child psychology and an associate's degree as a teacher and open my own daycare? From Brooke. Well, Brooke, it seems like you've given up on life. I don't know why you're saying, oh, could I get these degrees, these 2 associate degrees, and then open a daycare? I mean, you know that opening a daycare is mostly having a large basement and activities for kids and trying to keep the kids from taking their pants off, right? It's not, oh, child psychology. Well, she's a child psychologist, so frankly, I would rather leave my kids with a welder than a child psychologist. Dear Snowman, how can I not lose my boobs? OMGGGGG. This is driving me nuts. Like, I used to be so flat-chested. Now I'm a 34C. Well done. And I really love running, and I wanted to get back to doing it, but I'm scared if I run too much, I'll have no butt, no boobs whatsoever. I have stretch marks. I don't want all of that for nothing. It's already disappearing by lotion. Mine is mostly genetics, but I want to do track and field but not lose all of this. What could I do? From Danielle. Ah, you seem real dumb, Danielle. Here's the thing. Stretch marks, forget it. Doesn't matter. At some point in your life, you realize these have nothing to do with anything. You could be super fit, super fat. Fatso or fitso, you may or may not have stretch marks. That's life, biatch. Biatch. I mean, maybe you'll have no butt and no boobs. Well, I don't know. Try it. See what happens. How about that? If your butt and your boobs go away, then you could just quit doing it. And if they remain, then you can say, all right, this is great. Dear Snowman, I found underage porn pics on Instagram. Help. I saw it on the popular page. Could I get in trouble for viewing it? How can I get the person who uploaded it in trouble? From Jacob. Well, how did you know they were underage? And also, why do you want to get them in trouble? I don't know. This seems like something you don't need to be involved in. If it just shows up, what can you do? You know, sometimes I'll be tumbling through porn as I do, and then something will come up, and I'm like, God, that girl looks young. I'm thinking, well, she's probably like 19 or 25, because that looks young to me now, but I think that's a little gross. I mean, it's very gross. Underage girls are fine. Underage porn is real gross. You know, you start to see why these old men in the Supreme Court have such a problem with it. Well, guys, we did it. A full hour of power. I hope you got answers to your questions. I hope you hope that I got real wasted, because I sure did. Can you believe it? I did it, you did it, we did it. Thanks for listening. You know, we'll keep doing these if this is what you like. If you hate it, and we'll probably still do them from time to time, because it's hard to come up with, you know, different stuff to do all the time. I just don't live that big of a life. Pretty small life. Anyway, share us on Facebook. Share us on Twitter. Put up a little poster of us in your home. You know, just print off the article from the front page. Put it on the fridge. I don't know. I really don't know. You know, this is obviously never going to happen. I'm never going to be a famous broadcaster. So, just do that. Just put it on Facebook and it goes to no one, and then we move on. We like to end these on a positive note, huh? Alright. But seriously, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good couple of days. Sock buddy for you is what I do. I might make a sock face dude for you when I visit. I will frequently visit. Let me sleep on the floor.